balconies and its position. Exposure to dry, cold air. Exposure to draft of cold air while in perspiration. Bad effect of checked perspiration. Fear, fright, shock, heat of sun, excitement, etc. Its location. Intense pain is felt in the frontal region of semilaterally. Sensation. Headache as if nailed up. Drive him crazy. Fullness and heaviness in forehead. As if the skull would be forced out through the forehead. Burning headache as if the brain were agitated by boiling water. Sensation of fullness and throbbing in the head. Modalities. Aggravation toward the evening and at night when going to bed. Pains are worse in the warm room and when lying on affected side. Amelioration in the open air. It's concomitant. Fear of death, anxiety, worry, mental uneasiness and restlessness. Cough. Causation. Cough may be caused due to exposure to dry, cold air, dry north or west wind, or exposure to draft or cold air, check, perspiration, etc. The cough may come along with fever or cough itself may start violently. Character of cough. It is a sudden and violent. It may be croupy in nature. Cough is dry, hoarse, suffocating, loud, rough, croaking, hard ringing and whistling. Modalities. Aggravation on expiration toward evening and at night, and amelioration in open air. The dysentery. Causation. Fear, fright, shock, heat of sun or excitement. Mode of onset is sudden and violent. Character of stool. There is a sudden agonizing pain in the abdomen, severe tenesmus and gripping colicky pain. Frequent stool. Stool contain undigested food particle, mucus, bright red blood, frequent desire to defecate. Modalities. Attacks severe and more toward evening and at night. It's concomitant. There is intense nervous restlessness, fear, anxiety and anguish. The patient tosses about in agony. He thinks the attack is fatal and he is going to die. Collapse. Causation. Just as in dysentery, cholera may also set in due to fear, fright, shock, heat of sun or any excitement. Mode of onset is again sudden and violent. Character. There is a severe vomiting, purging of profuse quantity, gripping and cutting pain in abdomen, frequent desire for stool and vomiting. Its modalities. Aggravation toward evening and at night. Amelioration in open air. Concomitants. There is severe precordial pain, intense nervous restlessness, fear, anxiety and anguish. The patient tosses about in agony. He thinks the attack is fatal and he is going to die soon. Convulsion is generally teething. Children may get the attack of convulsion, which will be relieved by aconite. Character of convulsion. There is a jerking and twitching of single muscle. The child gnaws its fist, bites, frets and screams. The skin may be very hot and dry with high fever and dilated pupils. Menses. There may be amenorrhea or suppression of menses in young plethoric girls, usually after fright, fear or exposure to cold, etc. Fever. Aconite is a great fever remedy. Causation. Exposure to dry cold air, dry north or west wind, or exposure to draft of cold air while in perspiration. Bad effect of checked perspiration, fear, fright, shock, heat of sun and excitement. Mode of onset is again suddenly and violently. Symptoms of fever. There is a sudden and violent attack of fever with high rise of temperature. Severe chill in the beginning. Violent and more chill in the evening and at night. Very chilly. If uncovered, but with internal heat. The acute fever is generally of short and sharp attack. There is no periodicity whatsoever. The most violent attack of fever requiring aconite will subside in a night. No other drug is needed. Aconite should never be given simply to control the fever. Never be alternate with other drug for that purpose. Face during fever. Face is red or pale and red alternately. Anxious and frightened expression. Sensation of face growing or swelling. On rising, the red face become deathly pale and he feels dizzy. Skin during fever. Skin is dry and hot with burning sensation. Skin is red, shining, hot with violent pain. Sweat in fever. There is a drenching sweat, especially on parts laid on which relieves. Thirst during fever. Especially during the heat state, the patient is very much thirsty. There is a burning thirst for large quantity of cold water. Mental symptoms during fever. The patient is very much anxious. There is intense nervousness and restlessness. He tosses about in agony. The face is expressive of fear, fear of death, and even predict time of death. Become intolerable toward the evening and on going to bed. The patient thinks that he will definitely die soon, and the fever is so severe that it will be fatal to him unless treated immediately. Modalities: aggravation toward the evening and at night and in a warm room. Amelioration in open air and by perspiration.